As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Thirsty Thursday, one and all. You know, it's that magical time of year, Steve and Danny, where I just start rolling around with sunscreen in my car all the time.
Oh, are you one of those people?
Yes, because you never know when you need to sunscreen up.
You gotta get that base tan going.
Gotta get the lube on.
Okay, get the lube on.
But I'm so fired up. We're in, like, you know, that kind of season where the weather's just awesome.
It's exciting, but then it's also like, oh crap, now I gotta go outside and do yard work.
It's nonstop.
It's high highs and the low of lows.
Brad was out busting his ass all day on the lawn.
Did you lube him up when he went out there? We don't want him to get skin cancer.
Of course.
Okay, good.
It's a joint effort.
The solution for you guys? Don't have a yard. Just get rent an apartment.
Dude.
I do fantasize about that sometimes.
I really miss those days.
Let's inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, we dropped the ball. We didn't bring our kids in. Danny forgot to bring Lily in. I forgot to bring Tatum in. And you forgot to bring Barrett in.
That's too bad.
It's National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
I used to love going to work with my dad on that day back in the day. It was so much fun.
Where was work for him?
So King County for a little while and then Snohomish County for a little while. But he worked in the juvenile detention center. So you get to go see all the bad kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
do you meet any future boyfriends? I never knew what exactly my dad did, but he did it at the World Trade Center, which was awesome.
Wow.
I always looked forward to he would take me to work, and I get to go up super high in the building, look out the window, see all of New York City. When the trade centers were bombed and when they were gone, I actually did, like, it was weird. It, like, hit me, like, as if I lost, like, a family member.
Sure.
Because I looked so forward to going. But if you ask me what my dad did for a living, and I walked around with him, I got to watch him play on computers. Still to this day, I have no idea what he did at the World Trade Center.
I bet it was cool, though.
I don't think it was. And he bitched about it a lot when he got home.
Sure.
That's about all I know. All right, hey, how about the Mariners? We didn't have to bitch about them yesterday because thank you, J.P. Crawford, and your 3-run home run, 4 total RBIs, helping the Mariners to beat the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, 8-5. They're back at it again today. Early game starts at 10:30 this morning.
All right, let's go Mariners. Also from the world of sports, Tyler Lockett, I know we were all pretty bummed out when it was, you know, announced that he wasn't going to be a Seahawk any longer.
I'm glad he's gone.
I don't think any of us thought his career was going to be over. He did sign a one-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. It could be worth up to $6 million. So that's pretty exciting for him and his growing family. Has he had it? Did he have his new baby yet?
I don't know.
Come on, Steve.
I got to keep up my friends and their kids. Now I got to keep up on former Seattle Seahawks players and their kids.
He's 32 years old, which, okay, you know, in the world of he's wide receivers is old. Yeah. But to me, that's just, he's just a baby. So,
did you happen to see that Earl Thomas was back in town? Speaking
no.
of former Seahawks. Yeah, he did an interview with Chris Egan, a really fun interview. But he's in town to receive like a Lifetime Achievement Award or something along those lines. But it was good. He looked like he was doing good. He looked like he was healthy. So it was just nice to see him back in Seattle.
ET3.
Speaking of football. I did not realize, it crept up on us, the NFL draft is tonight. Like, recently I saw a few articles, I'm like, man, they're really stepping up this NFL talk. I guess there's nothing better to talk about. We still have some time. And I was like, we have, like, at least another month. No, it's tonight. NFL draft, 5 o'clock on ESPN. As far as the Seahawks, they have 10 total picks, including 5 in the first 3 rounds, thanks to those trades that they made for Geno Smith and DK Metcalf. Their first pick is number 18 overall. They believe, according to some reports, that if they do end up going, they'll end up trading that pick. That just seems like that's the typical Seahawk thing to do. But it should happen like around 7:15 this evening. So if you're trying to set your clock to tune in when the Seahawks make their pick, pop on around 7:15.
I love that they have an exact time.
I appreciate that because sometimes I'm like, man, what the hell? This takes forever.
It's very long.
And then what is it? Cam Ward. Oh, I forget, was once with the Cougars.
Yeah.
Right? Because he was part of Washington State for a half a second. He's expected to be the number one overall pick. And it's kind of funny because he goes with number one. And I think he's hoping to wear number one. But the Tennessee Titans are the team that's most likely going to pick him. And Warren Moon was number one back in the day. And now they have to figure out whether or not Warren Moon will let him have that number.
Did you have a special number that you ever wore back in the day?
A special 69, of course. I've been wearing that since Little League.
Oh, God.
No. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 70 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. That is the DMD, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
We're throwing a party in Puyallup, Steve Migs.
Yes.
May 3rd, which is next Saturday, we're going to be hanging out at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village. We're calling it Sunrise de Mayo, our little Cinco de Mayo celebration. Dog-friendly, kid-friendly. Let's go.
It's going to be a great time. It's a You Pour It pub, too.
Which I'm very stoked about. That's my jam. Get all the info on our party at KISW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is always upset about something, and right now,
what?
It's a mom from the UK.
Okay.
People are outraged because she called her newborn baby ugly in a video that ended up going viral. Here's the mom talking about what happened.
Ugly
as
nose.
Oh,
so ugly.
Also, you're cursing in front of your child. It's very impressionable. That kid could possibly learn some new words.
The first word, literally.
Have you seen a picture of the kid? I haven't seen
the
picture.
I have not.
Because, I mean, okay, put you guys on the spot. I don't want you guys to get in trouble on social media and possibly go viral, or I don't want your kids to hear. Did you think Lily was cute when she popped out? Did you think Barrett was cute when he popped out?
Well, when he first popped out, he had this, like, Neanderthal crazy-shaped head, you know, coming out the chute. And I was like, oh, no, is that going to stay like that? And then I learned that's why they put hats on babies. I mean, obviously to keep them warm, but also because they're,
the
like,
head.
Well, no, to, like, hide the head.
Oh. So, did he have to wear a hat?
I think most babies end up in a hat at some point in the hospital, but I was like, that should stay there for a while. And then, but of course, I'm posting pictures and like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went back and looked at those pictures a couple months later and I was like, no! What the hell is that?
I gave birth to sloth.
I mean, it was kind of crazy.
I should have given him a baby Ruth. What about Lily?
See, I just don't think any baby is cute when they first pop out.
Right.
So it's just like, I didn't really have an opinion. I was just like, yeah, it looks like another baby.
Right.
Like, it doesn't look like, I'm not like, oh my God. They didn't really start like getting their personality till like a year old.
And in all fairness, they didn't have a chance to go to the salon or the spa.
Exactly.
No. I mean, right? It just popped out. I know when Tatum popped out, I was like, we just gave birth to an alien.
Yeah.
Because it had like all like, you know, it's just not. I remember just thinking, I'm like, man, this just feels like the scene from the movie Alien. It's like, but then, you know, of course, she's the most beautiful thing in the world because you're just like, this is our child. But
right?
Also, you're like, this thing needs a bath.
Oh, no.
But it makes me think about my mom. I don't know if I told you this story. There was a time when my mom was so embarrassed by how ugly I looked when I was first born.
Oh,
like,
no.
Really bad. So for the longest time, like, in the photo albums, there's pictures of my brother when he was born. There's pictures of all this stuff, you know. And I remember one time asking my mom, like, where's the picture of me when, like, you know, not like right when she when I popped out, but, you know, like when they put the kid, like, at the hospital in the little bed. And then, you know, we had those pictures of my brother, but none of me. And she finally just admitted, she's like, straight up, she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't want to show your picture to anybody. I was very embarrassed.
Did she admit that to other people other than you?
Yes.
Like, this is common knowledge?
This conversation happened multiple times in front of my wife.
Oh.
And I was like, well, how was I so ugly? And she said, because I look like a giant peanut head.
Wow. You kind of still do.
Thank you. I feel like I'm more of a cashew head now.
A cashew head. Yeah. Oh, my God. I wonder if it, do you think your mom would be cool with us calling her and asking her about this?
You know, if she answers the phone, it's always a crapshoot because, you know, she's now, like, she's living without my dad and she's got somebody there to, like, kind of watch over her. So I don't know if she's awake. Well, it's 9:20 on the East Coast. Yeah, she's probably up.
Does she text?
No.
Okay. I was going to be like, you up, Mom?
No. She doesn't even use a cell phone. We'd have to call a landline.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do that.
All right. I mean, we'll give it a whirl. I can't promise she's going to answer. And also, I mean, I hope she remembers. She's forgotten a lot of things recently.
Well, she's in her 80s, right?
That's
expected.
And, yeah, and also just dealing with a lot of, like, she's in good spirits. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like she's going to answer me like, I hate everybody. Like, she's in very good spirits. She's getting stronger and stronger. But she was dealing with some health issues,
sure.
You know, before my dad passed away. And she's finally getting to the point where, like, we're like, oh, I think Mom won't need anyone around her at all times because she's doing really well.
Well, that's great to hear. And I'd love to chat.
Yeah, I'll give Danny the number. We could try.
All right. Danny, you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs has shared about the time his mom was too embarrassed to share his newborn photos. We're going to try to get a hold of your mom, Migs, after Def Leppard. If you are just tuning in, we were talking about this mom from the UK who went viral.
Yes.
People got all up in a tizzy because she called her newborn baby ugly.
And we have the audio of it, and this is what freaked people out.
So ugly.
That first moment.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the thing you want to remember, is it your wife saying how ugly your child is as the first memory of your child.
Right out of the sheet.
Yeah. So I mentioned how, in the last break, how this is exactly the conversation I remember one time having with my mom, because I'm like, hey, blah, 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 pictures of me. And she's like, oh, yeah, I will never show anybody the picture of you when you were first born. And I'm like, well, why? And she said, because you were ugly. And I was like, damn, Mom, that's kind of savage. And she said that I look like a peanut. Do you want to see the picture? Because at one point, I finally, when I went home, found the picture, and I had to take a picture of the picture.
Oh, no.
I want to see it.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Are you ready?
I don't want to laugh.
Okay, this is the picture that my mom was too embarrassed for years to show to anybody because she thought I looked so freaking ugly. Now, thankfully, over time, as you know, like fine wine, I got to become a handsome man.
Sure. Yeah, you're growing out of it very slowly. Very slowly.
All right. Who wants to see it first?
Me.
Go, Darren.
I think you're cute.
Yeah, but like an ugly dog kind of cute, right?
Yeah.
You know, like when the dog's got like a lazy eye and a missing tooth and an overbite.
You have like a cute cowlick.
Okay, Danny, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You have more hair then than you do now.
I do. Oh. You're right. And it was like a faux hawk. I've been a great Sounders fan.
You kind of look like a young Ace Ventura with that hair.
Oh, my gosh.
That's very accurate.
Yeah. We'll put this on our socials. That way people can see for themselves how ridiculous I look. But now is the go time. I'm not sure if my mom remembers this. You know, she's gotten older. I'm not positive. So, and also, I'm not sure if she's going to answer the phone. All right, Danny dialed up the number.
Does she have the number saved in her phone as like...
No, you know what's going to happen? It's going to go to voicemail. Then I'm going to have to start talking. She'll hear the voicemail and then she'll pick up and be like, Steven!
This is a house phone. She has a...
Oh, she has a cell phone, but she hasn't charged it since like 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, so
right, so they have like an answering machine there?
Yeah, there's just an answering machine. And it's an old school answering machine. So when you leave a message, she will hear the answering machine.
I love that.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
I guarantee so.
We will return your call.
Hey, Mom, it's Steven. Just giving you a ring at work. I don't know if you're home, but...
I'm here.
Hey! Hey, Mama.
I didn't sound like you. And then the thing came up, Andrew. I said, who's Andrew?
Oh, I guess our caller ID says Andrew here at work.
Oh, that's funny. Who the hell is Andrew?
No, I'm talking to my Steven. Oh. He said Andrew.
Huh. So we wanted to ask you a question for our radio show, if you're okay with that.
Yes.
Okay, so I was wondering if you remember, you told me a story a long time ago, and I'm not sure if you'll remember, but there was a time when there was a certain picture that you had of me, and you refused to show it to anyone.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember this picture. Why would I not show it to anybody?
Because you said that I was not very cute, and I looked like a peanut head.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
No. Because I guess I didn't want to remember it.
Yeah, there's a certain picture that you...
I'm saying, I don't remember this at all.
I remember we were home for a family gathering. We're like, oh, yeah, there's that certain picture of when you were first born. I don't want to show it to anyone because you were just... You look like a little peanut head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now he looks like a big peanut head, though, Mom.
Yeah, right. But it must have been very fast that you became... Very good looking.
Thank you.
Still is.
Yes.
Look at this guy.
See, I morphed into a very handsome child.
Yes. And a good boy. Oh, my God. That's so funny how you picked up the phone and it had Andrew up there. I said, oh, my God, this is Andrew.
Got to get to the bottom of this and find out who Andrew is.
Now, what do you think about Andrew when he was a kid? Was he?
I don't know if he was good looking.
I bet he was very handsome right from the get-go.
Oh, my God. I wonder.
Now, Mom, which son was the cuter son, Greg or Steve?
They both different looks. Gregory was more olive skin and all, and Steven
was more peanut oil.
He was more peanut. Okay. Oh, my God. You guys are funny.
Do you have a story about the first time you can remember Steve getting in trouble?
Well, I have to tell the truth. My Steve had never got into trouble.
Aww.
He was a very good boy. He went and never got called by the schools at all. His brother was nothing but a trouble, but not stupid.
Well, you remember the time that I cursed out the vice principal because I didn't get a pretzel and you had to come and take me home from elementary school?
Oh, my God, I forgot that all. I don't remember that at all.
Did Steven like going to school?
Yes, he did.
Of course I did. That was awesome. That was perfect. I don't know why. I don't know why either.
He was a good boy.
Well, I mean, it was also that. I never mind. There was a time where I called to get me out of the boys' bathroom because I had an accident and I refused to get out of the bathroom.
How old were you?
And I had to go in the bathroom, right?
I was 36. It was crazy. I love you. And
I love you, sweetheart. Everything's good at home.
It's awful. Everything's terrible. Everyone's mad at each other. No, I'm kidding. Of course, everything is great.
Oh, good. Okay, sweetheart. Talk to you. Nice talking to all of you.
Okay.
You too, Mom. You too.
Love
you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God.
God, I love her so much.
Isn't it great? The older you get, the less you remember the bad things.
I don't remember anything.
No.
People tell stories about me from, like, you know, just even like 15, 20 years ago that I'm like, I have no recollection of that at all.
Isn't that the worst? And if someone says it with such, like, they vividly remember everything that happened. You're just staring at them like, are you sure you're talking about the same person?
Is that me?
Yeah.
I just want a dime for every time your mom said that you were a good boy. We'd all be rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why, Danny? Because I was a good boy.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating good boy Steve Miggs?
Thank you.
He has a good boy record of 122 yes. wins, 48 losses, and 31 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.